We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. I'm excited to welcome the program entrepreneur, CEO of Hunks. And I want to talk a little bit about that and Bezos, the beginning. Again, I'm excited to welcome Nick Freedom. Nick, thanks for stopping by, man. And how did this whole start, the whole entrepreneur journey for you with Hunks?
Yeah,
What
so
started it?
I was brought up to follow the traditional career path. And the summer before my senior year of college, my buddy from high school, his mom had this beat up cargo van from her furniture store. And she said, "Why don't you guys borrow the van? You guys could be like hunks who haul junk." And we said, "You know, that's got a catchy ring to it." So we called ourselves College Hunks Hauling Junk and started putting flyers in mailboxes. People had a need for the service. They thought the name was catchy. And I always tell people we had the 800, we had an 800 number, but it was still routed to our cell phone. We put it on the back of the truck and people would call the 800 number to complain about driving, and I'd be in the driver's seat, you know, pretending like I wasn't the one driving, telling them that, you know, hey, we'll fire those guys when they get back to the office. So probably fired ourselves three or four times that first summer, and now, you know, fast forward 15-year overnight success, I like to call it. We've got over 200 franchises around the country, over, you know, 300 million in annual sales, you know, over 5,000 hunks moving furniture and hauling junk all across the United States. So it's really ballooned into quite a success story.
And what would you think catapulted you to that level?
You know, a combination of patience and persistence, quite frankly. Like I said, it no overnight success happens overnight. We learned very quickly the importance of branding, culture, service, and just, you know, being creative with our marketing. You know, anybody can go out and get a moving company, but we had a catchy name. We provided a good service, and then we just figured out ways to create a culture that employees wanted to work in. And even though it was, you know, heavy lifting and in blue collar work, and then ultimately the franchise model is what allowed us to scale across the country.
And that's the challenge. You want to make it so that it's just like the ones that you've created to make sure that they follow that model and be out there as the face and all those things. And that's the biggest issue. And it takes patience. You talk about patience, and that's the in the Bezos movie, as I've been watching it, the same thing as patience, what Jeff Bezos did, waiting 20 years. You I mean,
Yeah, we like to say,
would you be willing to say I'm waiting 20 years to make a profit? Would
and no,
you?
I don't think I'd wait 20 years to make a profit, but I would wait 20 years to be as, you know, you know, multi-billionaire like Bezos is. So, you know, he was onto something. But I, you know, talk about my experience with making that movie. It was very much like the entrepreneurial experience we had, just, you know, grinding from the very beginning. And you know, I say patience for results, but you got to have urgency of effort as well. You got to be willing to do the heavy physical, literal heavy lifting in our business. But you know, the hard grunt work of, you know, in Bezos's day, it was trying to find investors and making sure his early employees were working day and night coding the website. And so, you know, learning how to also work on the business, not just in the business, that's what ultimately allowed us and our company to get out of the trucks, start having employees, and start, you know, building a real company instead of just, you know, having a job hauling junk ourselves.
What made you want to be part of this movie and make be a big part of the movie? How did that happen?
Yeah, so I had my business partner and I had done some unscripted reality television. We were actually on the very first episode of the very first season of Shark Tank. And then we were most recently on Undercover Boss. And then I met this gentleman, Armando Gutierrez, who actually happens to be the owner of the Tampa Yankees minor league baseball team. And he was telling me about how he had been making movies and selling them to Netflix and Apple TV. And I said, "Well, you know, that sounds interesting. I've done some TV. It'd be fun to get involved in a movie." And he said, "Well, actually, I've got this entrepreneurial story. It's going to be the first movie ever made about Bezos, Jeff Bezos from Amazon." I was like, "How has there never been a movie made about that?" So then I read the
Crazy.
script. And I was like, you know, I can identify with this entrepreneurial startup story. Now, there's several zeros missing from our revenue relative to Amazon, but there's not a day that goes by that, you know, multiple boxes aren't showing up on our doorstep. And you know, he's in the logistics business, I'm in the logistics and transportation business. And so I read the script and said, you know, I'd like to try an audition for the role of Shel Caffin, who was the very first employee who Jeff Bezos hired to come write the code for his website. And it was, again, kind of like my experience with College Hunks. My business partner from my buddy from high school approached me with his mom's cargo van and asked me if I would help him hauling junk with that business. So there were just a lot of layers for me to be able to then also be part of the first ever movie made. It was kind of a unique experience and a way to stretch my comfort zone as well.
And what do you think of, you know, the specifics of when you're filming that to be an actor? You never thought actor too, right? You run into somebody and now you're an actor, right? You are the reality star, like, you know, being first in Shark Tank, then Undercover Boss, but then put yourself in a movie. What does that mean for you next, right?
Yeah, well, certainly, I guess in, to some degree, it's a bucket list item. I can now say in one of those like things you might not know about me, I've acted in a movie. I've got a lot of respect for what I'll call professional, real actors, people who have do this as a craft, and I don't want to undermine their abilities by just me, you know, voluntarily coming out and trying to act in a movie. I think I did a pretty decent job, but you know, there's a lot of acting that has to go into being an entrepreneur in and of itself, not necessarily being you know, misleading, but just, you know, having to play the role, you know, sometimes put on the smiley face, even though you might be you know, challenged inside or a little bit nervous about the results. And so it was an opportunity for me to just sort of step in front of a camera and test my abilities. And I think it would be something I would be open to doing again in the future. You know, we'll see how the movie does when it comes out next week, but we're excited about it. And certainly something that I could see myself continuing to be involved in the future.
You put yourself in that role, meaning like now, not just, but also an executive producer. So now, how does that feel? What does that mean for you next? I mean, are you going to get involved and fund other movies or be part of it in that way?
I think I could see myself getting involved in other movies. I mean, it has to be something that I'm passionate about. I think this script really spoke to me as an entrepreneur. Something I'm passionate about is sharing entrepreneurial success stories and being inspirational for others. And so if there's a script or a story that I can get behind, I could certainly see myself getting involved both on the production side. And then if it's a fun role that I could see myself playing, maybe on the acting side. My wife likes to joke that, you know, I could play the Justin Timberlake story in and play the role of Timberlake, but I would need a stunt double for the singing and the dancing. And so it probably wouldn't work right.
You know, one of the biggest scenes so far, I didn't watch the whole movie, but I've watched parts of it, is with Kevin Sorbo. And when he told Jeff Bezos, after Jeff was so excited to get to talk to one of the kings in the industry of books, because Jeff really tried to put his mind into, I'm only thinking books. You know what I mean? We all think of Jeff Bezos as this giant of all services now with Amazon, you know, expanding this so many different ways. But he was just thinking books. And it really spoke to me also in books because my first clients in social media management and marketing have been authors. So when I started hearing the whole story and seeing the backstory of books and seeing how backwards they were, how about Kevin Sorbo, how amazingly disrespectful he was to Armando in that scene, especially at then the second one, the Armando let him have it. But what are your thoughts on that, of how well Kevin played this character?
Oh, I thought Kevin Sorbo did a phenomenal job. You know, we know him as the hero of playing the role of Hercules, you know, in the movies back in the day. But he played a great villain in this movie as the CEO of Barnes and Noble. And you know, we also, you know, you mentioned we kind of forget that Amazon started out as just books, buying books online, and now it's just this, you know, universal retailer of everything that you can get. And Bezos was so excited to talk to the CEO of Barnes and Noble to see if maybe they could even partner up or team up. And Kevin Sorbo, who played the role of the CEO of Barnes and Noble, basically said, you know, I'm going to crush you. Don't even try to get in my business. And Bezos used that as motivation. You know, a lot of people might fold under that pressure. You know, Sorbo tried to buy him out at one point, and Bezos, you know, ended up saying, you know, go fly a kite. I'm going to go, you know, put you out of business. And to have those kind of guts with, you know, with at the time not being profitable, barely having any money, and having an idea that most people thought was crazy, is just, you know, pretty wild. It's not everybody's cut out with that sort of gumption or grit or tenacity to be able to do it. Something else that I learned in this experience as well is that Amazon.com originally was going to be called Relentless.com. That was the
Yeah,
original
that
website
was
that
shocking to know that.
Bezos bought because that's what he thought he needed to be, and his team needed to be, and the company needed to be to destroy the competition. So he was a bad, bad man in terms of his attitude and his energy.
And how he was able to take everything out of the mind and as an entrepreneur, and we see this as a challenge, you know, with family members and everything, to just really see the vision. for 20
Yeah.
years. And for
I mean,
people to
borrowed his parents' life savings and
yeah.
put that at risk, was willing to, you know, work these guys to the bone. The guy that the role that I played, Shel Caffin, you know, was ended up having kind of friction with Bezos in the movie because I wasn't getting the same shares as you know, Mackenzie and Bezos' parents as founder shares. And so, yeah, I mean, he really just had everything that it takes to lay it on the line. And especially if you think about it, at that time, most, and even today, most tech startups don't make it. But there was no such thing as work-life balance back then. There was no such thing as, hey, working remotely and then taking a break. It was like 24/7 in that garage, grinding out the code.
The sleeping bag. I mean, come on now. So, no, do you think you'll ever get a chance? Have you ever met Jeff Bezos yourself?
I haven't met him. I hope he gets a chance. I hope he watches the movie. I hope he likes it. I think it was a fair portrayal. It was based on the book Zero to Hero, and it was all based on factual accounts and occurrences. But it is going to be available on Amazon Movies now and you know, Apple TV. And so I do hope I get a chance to meet him at some point. He's certainly an inspiration, I would say, to all entrepreneurs about what's possible and thinking bigger.
So what are you thinking bigger now? What's new with you with your business, and where you see it next?
So with College Hunks as a platform, we see that there's nothing that can, you know, prevent us from becoming a multi-billion dollar enterprise or a platform business, really, is the way I see it. You know, moving and hauling is, you know, most, you know, stressful time in somebody's life that they're having to deal with clutter or transition, and we're able to remove that stress. So it's a huge industry. I think we have an opportunity to capitalize it, disrupt it a little bit using technology, and you know, not getting complacent. You know, it's very easy to sort of get to a certain level and be comfortable. But I think Bezos has shown us, you know, he's not stopping. He's going to outer space. So if the guy that has everything is still willing to explore and build and dominate, you know, then what am I doing? I've got to keep doing
exactly.
The same thing even at my level.
And the serial, are you going to be a serial entrepreneur? Is that what you're seeing yourself? Do you see?
I think so. I mean,
are you going to be an angel investor in things? Are you thinking that route?
Yeah, you kind of see it with me, you know, playing a role in this movie. It's just something that wasn't sort of in my core previous experience, but I wanted to take a test and try it out. And I think I'll definitely do that with new businesses. I've gotten into some real estate investing. We have some other business concepts that we've launched, and certainly would love to get involved as an investor and backing other startups and successful businesses as well, you know, to kind of tie it all together.
So in Bezos, the beginning will be available on the 24th, right? Or is it?
Yep, January 24th. It'll be available on iTunes, Apple TV, Amazon Movies Now, Google Play, and then pretty much any video on demand platform where people might have, you know, cable or the smart TVs. They're going to be able to find it. Bezos, the beginning.
And then for you, where can we find info on you? Best place.
Yeah, so best place for me, I actually have a personal website. We set up nickfriedman.com, F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N, nickfriedman.com. And we've got, you can connect with me on social media. You can contact me. You can learn about our College Hunks Hauling Junk business, our franchises, our moving services, and all those other fun things.
Appreciate it, Nick. Thanks for taking the time.
Neil, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.